Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Friday edition of Optimize Your Life on the Blog Talk Radio Show. This is Ron Clayton, your host for the Friday edition. We call it Salute Captain Len Kane Day. We are so proud and welcome and honored to be able to host our guest on Fridays. He's available and shares with us such great insights as a war as a hero in preserving democracy. I like to say he's preserved not democracy, but our republic. See, people use that word democracy and they really don't know what it means. Democracy actually means mob rule. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. And so that's why people are willing to, because it's a government made of rules. And when you have a government made of rules, then they have to be protected if somebody abuses them. That's what I think so many people are so upset about it. And everywhere in the country today is because nobody's paying attention to the rules, and there's no, what's the word I want to use for it? There's no penalty for abusing the rules. They've used to have that. It was called morals. It was called standards. So people like Len Kane have laid down their life to be able to have us have the right to have our freedom and government and way of life. And on Fridays, that's really, although it's not specifically on any given thing, it may not be exacting to those thoughts. What it is an honor. It's such an honor to have someone who has been in place that many of us wouldn't step up like he did. And many would, and many have. And so that's the tribute that we pay each Friday. And now what we're doing, we're moving into a new era, a new mode. You know, the last 2 years was the year of the COVID, and now it's the year of kindness. And we're renaming the year of kindness because there's a kindness campaign headed up by none other than Captain Len Kane. And I'm going to let him describe to you and explain what kindness campaign. By the way, you could become part of it. And by becoming a part of it, you're going to be part of in today's terms, when a lot of people join or a lot of people listen in or a lot of people believe, it's called going viral. And right now we are launching the program, the Kindness Campaign, brought to you by the Golden Rule Society and Captain Len Kane. And we're going viral, guys. It's going to be the thing, and there'll be some interviewer at some point. I can picture it right now. They're going to get Len Kane on the deck of the Midway in the harbor there in Coronado, San Diego, if you don't know where that is. And they're going to have him up on the deck standing in front of that F-4 that he flew during Nam, where he was decorated for his bravery and his contributions to help stand for what's right in the world. And they're going to interview him and say, well, Len Kane, what's a kindness campaign? And you know what? We're not on the deck of the Midway today. I don't know where you're at, but I know where Len Kane is. He's standing and sitting there in his wonderful condo over there in Coronado overlooking the sunny bay, California, by the Navy base. And hey, Len, do you remember a couple summers ago we were down there and you took us down to the Navy dock, and there was a ship called the USS Nimitz, and it was in port for refitting and retooling. It went from Coronado up to the naval station up north, and they finished refitting her, and she just passed her tests, and she's going back out to sea to be out there on the high seas protecting us in the Pacific. Good afternoon, Len.
Well, a pleasant Friday afternoon to you, my friend. High noon in New York, and it's 9 a.m. here in sunny Southern California. God bless you, and it's a wonderful opportunity and an honor to be on the show with you on Fridays. I know you do it 6 out of 7 days of the week, touching the lives of other people in so many other countries around the world. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're happy and handy to let your neighbors, your family, your friends, and church or charity know about what is going on, why, give them a short call and tell them that this is a wonderful program because it benefits everybody, both nationwide here in the United States and worldwide. And that's the idea. And as Ron mentioned, we are launching with our Golden Rule Society charity. Now, I founded this charity, would you believe, 50 years ago. Wow. So it's the golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. And we have been helping children, churches, charities, nationwide, worldwide, for all these many, many years. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, so you understand, we're all non-paid volunteers here, helping to make it a better world. So I always lead off a little bit by telling people, I'm not selling anything, but the opportunities to make it a better world are yours to share with your family, yourself, friends, neighbors, church, charity. And I'm redundant, but I'm telling everybody, that's what we're here for. I call it the KISS program, Keep It Simple Servant. And yes, we are. We're all servants of the good Lord. And he simply tells us to share the love that he gives us with others. Very simple, very powerful, and happy to have you on board. And it's going to be a delightful day today for you and yours. And we've got a whole bunch of things to be covering, and I'll be getting to them a little at a time. So anyway, by all means, ladies and gentlemen, have a pencil and a piece of paper handy, because we're going to give you some links that you want to visit after the show, and you're going to be able to share it with anybody that you want. There are no limitations, no restrictions. It's all here to help it. And the Kindness Campaign started years ago when I graduated high school and I was heading off to join the Navy. And my mother said to me as I was getting ready to get on the bus to go to the Navy, she said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And that little statement has stayed with me in my heart and my mind for all these many, many years. So that's why we called it the Kindness Campaign. And it goes like this, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Golden Rule Society Charities Kindness Campaign. And it says, with love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace and joy to the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Now, just think about that for a second or two. Would not it be a wonderful world if we would all just do that thing? Simple, powerful, treat others. How do you want to be treated? Courtesy, kindness, that's it. Treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And that's the program that we're launching all over the world. And it's easy to be a part of it because we have it available to you and everybody. Not only is it a nice program to share, but it's a nice program for you to take advantage of all the gifts. And again, I'm not selling anything, but we're going to give you gifts to help them make it a better world for you and yours. Your family, that's most important. And we don't need to be fighting battles and wars with one another. Why don't we just practice living the peace and the kindness that the good Lord wants us to do? Simple as that. Well, that's where we are, and that's why we want to let people know that's the secret. And it's so obvious, but you're going to love being a part of it. I'm going to give you one little example, and I'm going to then get off the high horse and let people have the opportunity to share the things that we're talking about. For instance, I was in the U.S. Navy for a quarter of a century, and I was flying airplanes for the Navy. Once I retired from the Navy after 25 years, I then became an airline captain with American Airlines, flying all or taking people here, there, and everywhere. And what we did, or I did, was put together a program and this is, you have to take, it's called the Travel Program. It's a Wise Traveler Program, and it's free. And let's pretend that you wanted to fly from East Coast to the West Coast in your country, whatever it is. And you call up the airline and say, this is what I want to do. And they say, okay, fine. I'm going to give you this as an example. The airline says, well, that'll be $1,000 to fly round trips from the East Coast to the West Coast. And you say, well, but by all means, I want to let you know that I'm a part of the Wise Traveler Program in the Golden Rule Society. Oh, they say, you are? Oh, well, then you get a discount. It could be as much as 85%. And, of course, it's going to vary on the days, the times, and all that sort of stuff. But you're going to get a discount. And let's just pretend here that it's 50%. Instead of paying $1,000, you're only going to have to pay $500. Wow, what a deal. Everybody should do that because it encourages people to travel, and they travel safely. That's the Wise Traveler Program. Free, no strings attached. And we've been giving these gifts of empowerment to people for 50 years. And they are gifts for you and available to you to share and use yourself. Then I can go on and on with all of them, but I will slowly get to them as you make you want to pay attention and stay with the show. Discounts. We have them on prescription discounts. The doctor gives you a piece of paper and says, take this down to the pharmacy and get, let's say you do that. You take it to the pharmacy and they say, that's going to be $100 for this prescription. Wow, that's expensive. But with the Golden Rule Society's prescription discount program, which is available for you, you can get discounts and savings up to 80%. They vary. I can't control what they vary, but they are discounts. Instead of paying $100 for your prescription, let's say you get it for $50. Well, that's pretty good, and that's pretty nice, and we might as well get healthy. And speaking of being healthy, I happen to be a partner in an organization called the Intiva Health. And when you go to our website, which I'm going to give you in just a minute or two, the Intiva Health Program is an organization that we put together that's helping the medical industry nationwide and worldwide. Isn't that nice? You don't have to be living in the United States. You could be living in your own home country right now and still take advantage of it. And there are restrictions and all sorts of things that I can't control, but I have made arrangements with these people. Now, I mentioned the Intiva Health. They have the like I say, were selected as the number one organization in the world supporting the medical industry. And one of these days, we're going to have a cure for cancer and a cure for all kinds of things. But they're working on it. And we were selected again. I'll say it because I'm so proud to be part of it. I'm not a medical doctor or anything like that. I'm just a guy that's here to help make it a better world. So the Intiva Health, and it's in the navigation buttons when you go to our website. And you click on it and say, wow, this is wonderful. In other words, let's say that you were a doctor and you just graduated from medical school. And you say, wow, here I am. I've got my doctorate degree. But to be called a certified medical practitioner, or a real doctor, if you will, you may have to wait as far as 3 to 6 months to get your verification. But let's face it, if you go to Intiva Health and apply, it's free to be a part of the organization, you can get your verification as a real medical doctor in a matter of minutes. So why would you want to go 3 months, 6 months waiting to become a real doctor? Your certification, a matter of minutes. Everybody in the medical industry loves the technology, which just doing that a good, great job. And this is on the website. So I asked you to have a piece of paper and a pencil handy, and here's what you do. Write this down and share it. It's our website. It's www.goldenrulesociety.com. That's all one word, no spaces. goldenrulesociety.com. There's just a little period there. Org, the letters O-R-G. It stands for an organization, which is a charitable organization. We were launched here in sunny California, but it's also approved and we're designated by the NASEN USA organizations that say, yes, you are a legitimate charitable organization. So you got that. You've written down www.goldenrulesociety, all one word, .org, O-R-G, Oscar Romeo Golf there. That they stand for. So when you get there, you're going to see all the wonderful opportunities and the navigation buttons. What are you interested in? You're interested in travel? Good, we've got it. You're interested in discounts and a number of things. One that I like is it's called the Success Organization. And these are the opportunities for children of all ages to be more successful in life. It gives you an action plan for living on a day-to-day basis. Because why make all the mistakes that have already been made? And it says, try this. Don't do that because it doesn't work. And people lose a lot of money trying to use something that's frustratingly poor decisions. So here it says, try this instead of that. Wow. You just saved yourself a lot of time and effort and money, and you are now going to be more successful. And that's what we guarantee. Follow the teachings of history's most successful people. Logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. And there's many other things that you can say. One of the programs is Hope for You. And our Golden Rule Society is partners with the HOPE program. And the HOPE program is providing you this radio show right now, Blog Talk Radio. And you're hearing good news because it's going to benefit you, yours, your family, friends, neighbors. And you can share this information. Have your friends, family and friends go to goldenrulesociety.org. And they can see the same thing that it's available to you. You can have an action plan for business, an action plan for living, travel, discounts on all sorts of stuff, things that you learn from the successes of others. Why not? We don't have time to make all the mistakes. Take advantage of the ones that have been made, so you're not going to have to do that. Time and money. So I'm going to get off my high horse for a little while, take a sip of water, and turn it back over to you, Ron Clayton. Wonderful man that you are. And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ron Clayton, president of the HOPE Collection, is one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. So we've got a wonderful partnership working together. And that's why we're all here on this earth. His program, Keep It Simple Servant, we're here to serve one another. And that's what it's all about. So back over to you, Ron. I'll take a sip of water. And we'll get back together. You're the leader. God bless. Take care. Over to you, sir.
Well, sir, I'm reporting for duty to you, sir. We're having so much fun as we go forward. The new year is upon us. You know, it's Valentine's weekend, and I hope everyone will keep in mind that we are going to express our love and care for the ones we love. And, you know, sometimes in the heat of the moments of things we're doing, we can lose track. And sometimes we don't act that way. And I myself am guilty of that. And I have to kind of regroup and make sure that I keep in mind, we really need to be kind to each other. And Glenn is such an example, of a person who has a track record for years. And, you know, he's been recognized. When you go to Coronado, you drive down the street and you look up,
and you know what you see on the corners? Street signs. And you know what you'll see? You'll see Len Cain Boulevard. You know, when we went to down to the Navy Yard to see the huge nuclear aircraft carrier, the Nimitz, we pulled up to the gate. And, you know, if you've ever been to a military gate, you know that there's guards. You know what? Just anybody go in there. Well, they let us on. I should have. But we were with Len and Ann, and we pulled up to the gate, and I'm not kidding, that guy stood to attention and saluted. And, yes, sir. And they opened the gate. It wasn't even very hi, how you doing? It was sort of like, hi, how you doing, Len? He is so well known in his community because of his aura of helping and being a leader and doing things for so long. So he took us down to the edge where the ship was under guard by the Marines. You know, the Marines travel on aircraft and ships. And that's how the Navy and the Marines work close together. And, of course, you have the Navy Air Corps and the Navy pilots. And so they do it land, sea, and on land and sea and in the air. They do it all. And we went down there, and Len goes and gets out of the car. He's like, well, come on. Well, we had dinner reservations, so Ann kind of goes, Len, we're going to dinner. He wanted to take us. He was going to take us right on board the ship. Like, come on down. Let's go for an adventure. But I just want to tell you, the ship, how huge. And Nimitz aircraft carriers, well, I forgot the class of aircraft carrier it is, but they have 4,000 people live on that ship when it leaves port. That's a city, guys. And they're there, and they got all the different jobs and careers, and they got pilots, and they got, you know, when they land at cities or shores, they got the Marines that'll be on board to go and do their job, do what they do best. But as a team and everything, the greatest miracle fighting force on the face of the earth. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud that we had an affiliation. And one day when we were in San Diego, Len took us and has taken other people down to the Nimitz. And I've seen a video of him talking about the Golden Rule Society and what it's meant, not only to him, but to the people that he's touched lives. He's so cool. I'm just telling you, it's such a privilege and a kick to be able to have this show and share it with you guys today. And I want to say hello to Ann and his wife. And she keeps them like my wife. We married up, and they keep us in line. I know there's another guest on the show here, notice. I'd like to introduce a great friend. And it's funny, the Hope Collection that Joel Griffin, an artist, founded over 10 years ago, the 501c3 organization that lends itself to committed helping others by helping them help others. And so when you think of that, what you're doing is you're maximizing your personal investment. And when you share and help someone, when you help somebody else do that same thing, now you're multiplying it. You're doubling the energy, and also you're doubling the blessings. Well, through a mutual friend, a guy named Country Boy. His real name is Brian Dorsey, by the way. But he's Country Boy. And he's on this call, and we want to introduce him and welcome him. He represents one of the other partnerships that the Cope Collection has with organizations that are committed to doing what Len Cain's been talking about. But I'd like, you know, Country Boy comes on all the time, and we have different projects that he's working on, and he's got different organizations that he's been leading by example, knowledge, and connections. He's been doing this for years. Well, I'd like him to talk a little about, as an organization, because his is more than just a organization, but the group of people, we'll call it his inner circle. I'd like him to describe to all of us on the show today what Country Boy is, well, maybe you could call it his mission. And Country Boy, take a couple minutes out and share with us what you see, your role and your mission.
Wow, thank you. And Lynn, good to hear your voice again. Ron, I know you are a visionary because the sweatshirt that I have on has a little sideways figure of an 8. And it's one of my son's companies. And it's called Inner Circle. He's hired 164 kids that went to school with him and brought them under his umbrella. Like Golden Rule Society says, If I'd only knew then what I know now. Lynn, thank you so much again for sharing with us your infinite knowledge and wisdom. I, too, am a traveler and love to get discounts, but I don't have time to go over here and go over there and shop over there. But I noticed, Lynn, when you send me to the Golden Rule Society website and the Travel Wise button, it makes things so much simpler. I sent a friend of mine, and they say that's a $468 discounted because they use your link. In the South, Lynn, we call it the hookup. Back in the old school, Lynn, they used to call it something called the buddy pass. But see, what happened was is the people that worked for the airlines would share it with their cousin Ron and their nephew Country Boy and everybody in the community. Because when you said about the ship, Ron, when I graduated from high school, there were 6,886 people in my whole community. So Ron Clayton wasn't just joking with y'all just now when he said you can put a whole community on Lynn's ship. He was not joking there. And then, Lynn, when you talked about it, just going to marinate in my spirit, and I'm going to make sure and put what came out your mouth today about people helping other people. God allows us to go through certain things now so that we will have something called a testimony, Lynn. And your testimony goes from the earth to the moon and back five times, sir, flying all those air miles. And when Nike shows up and says, just do it, if Lynn Cain showed up, he says, already did it. So, Lynn, we're just so fortunate, so privileged, and so blessed just to have you in our midst. And when we were talking about Joel the other day, and I was talking about, Lynn Cain used to be in the Navy when such and such was president. And then he was in the Navy when such and such was president. Lynn, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I am. How many presidents have you served under, sir? That's a question, Lynn. How many presidents have you been around for?
I'm sorry, how many airplanes did you say?
How many presidents? I know you was there doing Reagan and Bush, and how many presidents have you served under, Lynn, since you've had your non-for-profit organization?
Well, only a round number, which is six presidents, and I'm honored to be part of the program serving our country and trying to keep it a just peaceful country. That's what we're saying, to have in your heart and your mind the charity program of wanting to treat others truthfully with truth and freedom. That's why we're here, to serve. You're getting me rather enthusiastic, and I get emotional. So please forgive me for that, but it's great to be here with you. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brad Darcy, and he has a wonderful nickname, Country Boy, but anyway, he is one of the latest members of the senior advisors of the Golden Rule Society, and we are honored and humbled to have him on board as a team member. And let me tell you, if you get surround yourself with wonderful, wonderful people who are just known to be keeping giving to others to help make it that better world, we're just got to be successful, right? Because you're just working with people that have that goal in mind. God bless us all. Thank you. And back over to you there, Brad Dorsey. Appreciate it.
Well, Lynn, I just wanted, before I turn it back over to Ron, I just wanted to remind you again, you're speaking revelation into the atmosphere, not things that you just think. But as you went through all you've been through, people in the country call it a testimony. It's a word that most people don't have in their vocabulary. The first part of the word is test, and that's all it is. It's just a testing and a trying of one's faith, because one cannot grow to the next level unless one's faith is tested. And then the money part, if you look it up, it means song or story. And Lynn, I'm going to have you at least, I don't know how many times this year, tell your story about how you started the Golden Rule Society. Ooh, I hate saying 50 years ago. Some of us ain't even been around. Lynn Cain was doing this before some of us was born. And he'll probably be doing it while some of us is dead and gone. So, Lynn, we can't thank you enough. And then you take the time out of your busy schedule every Friday to come forth and share. And when you shared and opened up your mouth about a month or so ago, I remember very clearly that day. One of my roommates, she's Asian American. She was my roommate slash business partner for over 20 years. And then her and Ron got to cackling like two big chickens in the yard after the call. And Ron was telling me about, been there, done that, used to take that medicine. Oh, that's too much. You're paying for that medicine. Go to Golden Rule Society and click here. Lynn Cain made a deal with Intivia years ago, and you're paying too much for your medicine. How much are you paying? She said $186. Ron said, no, 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 no. And they've been telling people all these years just to say no. Ron didn't say it once. He didn't say it twice. He says, no, no, no. Don't do that. If you want to continue getting what you've been getting, you'll continue to get what you've been getting. And you're paying too much. She went from $186 for her medicine to $42, Ron. I wanted to share that with you because of the hookup with Golden Rule Society. We say treat people the way that you want to be treated, but Lynn Cain says, and I quote, do unto others before they do unto you, because when you give some love and blessings away, it comes right back. Back over to you, Ron Clayton.
Well, you can see why in Country Boy's community, And he lives in Atlanta. We call it Hot Atlanta because it's always hotter than Buffalo, so we could get away with that. But that's a description of the city. But in where the area and the communities that Country Boy has lived and spread his roots and shared in his family and friends, he's like Lynn Cain, giving the kind of impression that there's hope in this world. There's opportunity in this world, and there's reasons. There's great reasons to be excited about the future, great optimism about the future. You know, when you go through rough times, when you come through them and you're on the other side of it, maybe you're not quite all out of it yet. You know, I had a stroke a few years ago, and it's taken some time, and there's some, getting over there through that and then now dealing with the result of it. Well, I'm a lot farther along than I was a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I couldn't get out of bed. So we're making a little bit of practice. At least can you do that part of it, although I still end up spending more than I'd like because my energy levels drain quick. But I only say that to use as an example. What Country Boy and what Lynn Cain have done as true heroes is in different parts of the country and at different times that continue to demonstrate why we are still here, leading the way. And on Fridays, of course, we deliver, this is hope for lunch. There's no calories. There's no cholesterol. There's no negative things about it. All there is enthusiasm and energy to propel us to do more for more people. And that's our goal. Lynn Cain, you know, with that in mind, what you uncovered, and actually, I want to just proclaim, you've been doing, you haven't been just, you started the Kindness campaign on Veterans Day. I know that's the first day you announced it publicly, but you've been working on the Kindness campaign your whole life. And this is just the timing in coming together with a prescribed thing to be or thing to do and make it accessible to everybody is so tremendous, and the need is so great. And I believe there will be a point in time when people will know more about the Kindness campaign than they know it's on the nightly news. And how that's going to happen is, well, you heard the term, and Country Boy talked about it. He said campaign.
A campaign is a strategy, a program that's been developed, researched and developed, and creates different things, tools, and avenues to reach out and touch people's lives. The old phone call, remember? AT&T was their, one of their slogans, reach out and touch someone. Well, you know what, Len Kane? You just recreated. You brought that theme back. Let's reach out and touch someone. We can do that. We can do it legally, socially, spiritually, in every way possible. And the kindness campaign, the power behind the campaign is ways and means. We're using technology. In the old days, I'd have to get in a car or drive or get a plane or train and drive out to California to find out what Len was sharing about. And then, of course, more time and time has gone by. Oh, it started out with horses. Now, you know, we got cars with horses under the hood. And then we got airplanes. So you can go fast and fly in the air and get there in hours instead of days. And now we got rockets. You can get there at the speed of sound or jet planes. But now we've got technology. And what we're going to be doing, the several organizations that the Golden Rule Society partners with, is we are going to provide the tool to send an email out. Len is recording a live video. Well, it's video, but it's live. And he's recorded a message to say to people, hey, guys, let's all get together. Let's recommit ourselves to being kind. And here's some things you can do. And if you can help us, if you can help us by signing on and signing up to say, yeah, I'll be part of the kindness campaign, I'll do that, and I'll stop and give someone else a smile, open a door for somebody, and I'll do something kind for somebody every day. And this campaign is going to be and that's why through the Internet, we're going to be touching lives and exposing this concept to people, not hundreds, not thousands, not tens of thousands, but hundreds of thousands of people. And we believe out of that, what's going to happen is this movement is going to go. The news media, at least anything that worth their weight of anything, we're going to turn around and find out, what's this thing going on? What's this kindness campaign? And I know there's a day coming up, in not too distant future, that there'll be a reporter interviewing Len Kane. And I know Len, he'll have him interview him on the deck of like the Midway or the Nimitz or one of the places down at the Naval Park or somewhere famous. Len Kane will sit there and say, well, let's go here, and he'll have a color guard there, and he'll talk about being kind, because people many times forget the United States of America is the number one country in the world in when it comes to giving, serving, doing things for others, nonprofit organizations that provide services for people. There is not a country on the face of the earth that comes close to the amount of giving and caring that our citizens do for each other. And we forget that when you hear how somebody didn't get that kind of treatment. But you know what? It's proud. Yes, country boy. Go ahead.
Let me jump in right there. Did y'all not hear Lynn say Golden Rule Society has been around for 50 years? Did you not hear me say, people say it every day, all day, if I'd have only knew then what I know now? Didn't I tell you he's weathered the storm and been across the stormy seas so that you would not have to go through some of the things that he went through? Now, let me give y'all some cliff notes real fast, because I'm country and I just turned 60 last week. But where I'm from, the closest hospital is 22 miles away. In 2015, my little hometown received 911. We just thought that was a number that everybody used, because I asked a girl for her phone number one day and she told me 911. So I tried to call her and they said, what's your emergency, sir? And I said, I'm looking for some love, but I've been looking for love in all the wrong places. Can y'all help me? Then
I remember old days where if I wanted to call Ron in New York, when I picked up my rotary phone and dialed the number, there was some lady answered and say, "This is the kindness campaign. May I help you?" I said, "Yes, ma'am. I need to talk to Ron Clayton in New York." And she says, "Hang on, country boy. Let me connect you." And then that was the old school. And then the sophisticated little kids came along and thought they were smarter than us, and they gave me a device, call it a pager. You want to talk to Lynn, page him, and he's going to have to get off on Lynn Boulevard, decide on whether to turn right or left because he didn't have a GPS, and hope that he can find a pay phone on the corner. Now, y'all Google your brain for me real fast. Tell me one place in the world that you know that you can go use a pay phone. It's called Helen, Georgia. Yeah. One lady, real quick story, y'all. Lady come up. I've been there for years. We're 4 miles from the head of the Chattahoochee River. They float in a tube down the river. They told me a dumb old country boy owns a tubing service. Yeah, but he only makes about $60,000 a month letting you ride the river for free on his inner tube. He paid $2 for the inner tube, but you got to pay him $6 to ride on it and bring it back when you get finished. So we was going back and forth, old school, new school, pagers. And then all of a sudden, I heard everybody talk running around. I didn't even know no photographs existed of me. And all of a sudden, my sister breaks out my mom's photo albums, and I got a baby picture on my website where I'm wearing a diaper. Oh, Lord, technology's catching up to us. It's scaring some of us. And then I will look up. We're not making long-distance calls using operators anymore. We're not texting people and having to go text them and tell them, text them back and let you know I received your text. Then all of a sudden, somebody showed up, Lynn, and says, a picture. Well, that's a photograph to you guys in the city. A picture is worth 1,000 words. Oh, okay. And then Ron Clayton shows up and says, now Linda is going and she's emailing people. Emailing. What is an email? I don't know. And then all of a sudden this guy comes along. His name is Lynn Kane. He shows up on the scene and says, go to the Golden Rule website and click here, and I'm going to show you guys how to send a video mail. I've been asking people for 20 years, Lynn, this question. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, how much is a video mail worth? Because this little company we're working with in the travel industry, Surge 365, has funding. Write it down. Funding, F-U-N-D-I-N-G, buy.com. All it is a video that you can send to your high school, that you can send to your church, that you can send to your old college or alma mater. It shows you how we convert the commission. There's no middleman. We are the middleman. Travelocity, Expedia, Cheap Tickets, Hotwire, Orbit, all those companies are owned by the same company. They're not going to talk to you. They could care less if their flight is late with American Airlines. They're never late. But they know that you went online and booked it. They set the prices for the world. They sell the world retail prices with a built-in commission. So if you spend $2,000 on their website, they made $200 off you. They don't own no airlines. They don't own the hotels where you slept. They're just brokers. Well, Golden Rule Society steps up and says, look, you need to treat people the way you want to be treated. Why don't you give them a discount on the download? But in order for you to get this discount, you got to go there. I hate to tell people to go there, Lynn, but you got to go there. You got to go to the Golden Rule Society website and click on the travel icon, Travel Wise button. Lynn just explained to you, maybe you didn't hear him. Do y'all hear the words that are coming out my mouth? Go to goldenrulesociety.com. I'm sorry. .org. Not for profit. I forgot that. goldenrulesociety.org and click on the Wise Travel button. Everybody in the world wants to save money. Why are you going to pay a regular rate when Golden Rule has already fought the battle for you so you can get yourself a discount? So here comes the end of the story. We went from using operators to pagers, and now the crew
They texting people, Lynn. But Lynn says, so we'll make it easier for you since you don't visit your family members, since you don't go see your relatives anymore. Go to Golden Rule, and Lynn, I'm going to flip it back over to you so in case they missed it, you can tell them again on what they need to do to bring themselves up to the state of the art. On this is how we do it. We send people a video mail. So if a picture is worth 1,000 words, how much is it going to be worth to you today, just as an appetizer, to go to the Golden Rule Society and learn how to send a video mail? So if a picture is worth 1,000 words, how much is a video mail worth? Lynn, back over to you, sir.
Oh, God bless you, Brad Dorsey. This is wonderful to hear what is going on, ladies and gentlemen, because this is available to you right now. And as Mr. Dorsey, country boy, said, our website, again, is www.goldenrulesociety.org. When you get there, if you're interested in sending video emails on your own, it's a wonderful opportunity. And you click on it, your video emails. And you go there, you log in and say, hey, now they're charging a fee, but it is worth it. Believe me, everybody gets emails, and you read the emails, that's very nice. But when you get a video email, then it says, dear Mr. Jones, Mrs. Smith, whoever calls, and they're talking to you, and they smile, and they little gestures, and you say, wow, this person is on the other side of the country, and I feel like we're together because they're chatting with me. And they leave the message, and you say, that was really something special. Now, that's available to you. And, of course, there is a fee for that. We don't get it in the charity, but with such a wonderful opportunity, we offer it to people as an opportunity to make a better impact on your family, your friends, your neighbors, churches, charities, whoever you're doing business with. And that's the nice part about it. So, GoldenRuleSociety.org, ladies and gentlemen, that's who we are. That's what we've been doing. And, yes, this is our golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. Yes, 50 years, where did the time go? Wow. Mm-hmm. And that's why life does. It ziggies by when you're not looking. But it should be fun, and make it fun by giving and help others. Be kind. Simple as that. The Kindness Campaign, you can be a part of it. And visit the site or keep listening to these the show that we have here with Ron Clayton 6 days a week. And he does give everybody at least a day off, but the program is available. And it's all at a matter of giving and helping others. That's why we're here. The KISS program, I call it. Keep it simple, servant. And we are serving one another. And that's much better than throwing rocks at people. A kind word, hold the door for somebody, a smile. Simple things like that, but it could be beyond that. Oh, well, anyway, I can go on and on, but the opportunities are available to make a better world for you. And that's what we focus on, helping others to help others. And somebody asked me one time when I put it together 50 years ago, I said, well, what are you doing this? What's your philosophy? What are you up to? I said, well, it's just a simple matter of the philosophy inside my heart and in my mind was this: to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. Simple and more powerful. It's like the good Lord's 11th commandment where he says, share the love that I give you with others. Simple, but how powerful that is. Again and again, a smile, a nod, hold the door open for somebody. Those are the simplest ways but be kind. And that's what we're doing. It's the kindness campaign. And I guarantee you that if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, you're going to be more successful in your life. And happiness is there because it's available. Take it, advantage of it. Share it. Everybody in your family should be sharing the same thing. And they should be sharing it with their family, their friends, their neighbors, their church, their charity. I'm kind of redundant with that. I keep saying it over again, but I want to make the impression. This is not just, well, what is he trying to do? What is he trying to sell? And I'm not trying to sell anything. We are giving as we have for the past 50 years. We keep giving to help make it a better world. And I kind of, with a little laugh and a giggle, I tell people, we're doing this the work of the Lord, and he doesn't pay me anything. But I understand his retirement program is out of this world. Anyway, people get a giggle out of that, but that's the truth. And that's why we're here. We're here to serve. So it goes on and on. And by golly, a few more things that we can cover, but let me turn it back over to Ron Clayton, the manager and the president of the Hope Collection. Back over to you.
Ron, Lynn, I didn't go to the Super Bowl, Ron, but I'm getting ready to intercept that one again, Lynn. Country boy just knows. He may not be able to run the ball, but he knows how to run his mouth. So I'm going to jump in again right there. Because, see, every time you speak, my heart pops a little bit faster. I get motivation. And somehow, when Ron said it a few minutes ago, he says, you know, you guys are like our heroes. But, see, what happened was I used to hang out with Joel Griffin at Cracker Barrel, and we would sit up there telling jokes. And I said, Joel, you know, you're one of my superheroes. He said, no, but what a friend we have in Jesus. And I started laughing. He said, Country, you know, all these favors that I do. I said, Joel, I can pay for my own lunch. I didn't understand tax write-offs. He says, I can pay for it too, but the guy that I'm serving has a greater reward. He says, look at that $20 bill, Country, right there on the table. What does it say right there on the back? Can you read, Country? I said, yeah, I just didn't want to say it out too loud in here. In God we trust. He looked around, people in the restaurant looked around. I had the money up in front of my face. I said, he said, say it again, Country. In God we trust. One more time for the Holy Spirit. Look at it. If y'all don't believe me, look at your money. Or am I the only one that has money? Lynn says we get paid nothing over here. But God says the price has already been paid. That money you're using, that's not your money. That's my money. I gave it to you so you can use your money, well, God's money, to bless somebody else's children. Yeah. One nation under God. Did y'all not hear the words that are coming out my mouth? One, how many? One, how many? One nation under God. Ron calls them heroes. I call them super friends. You might call them treat your neighbor, the way that you want to be. You can call them what you want to. Country boy calls them super friends. Yeah. What Joel Griffin has done, Lynn Kane has done, is they travel the world. They've taken the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and they allow everybody to come in and love their very best. I'm talking about love your best, not love my best. Ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. Shout out to you, Gary. We got two of them. We asked for a double portion blessing, and God sent us two Garys. They're out there blessing people every day. And then when it gets too cold for most people on the outside, Gary said, God, I'll go. Send me to the ski resorts. I'll teach them manners. I'll teach them this. I'll teach them that. Go ahead, Gary. Shout out to you, sir. We're super friendly. We're super kind. We all work together to help bless human. Lynn Kane with the International Humanitarian of the Year Award. I said that too fast for him, Lynn. Lynn Kane won the International Humanitarian, did I say that right? humanitarian. That means when you care about people, all people, share, be kind. You don't know when somebody else is watching. Yes, you do. Somebody's always watching. You know if he has his eye on the sparrow that he's watching you, Lynn Kane. Yes, sir. So what happens in the process, we've taken the best of the best from the north, the south, and the east and the west, and we brought them all in for lunch.
Lynn says we serve up hope for lunch. It tastes great, and it's very, 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 very filling.
Yes, we do unto others before they do unto us. So don't get it crossed over here. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you and you and you and you. What goes around comes around. So I'll stop right here and just spell it out for you in case you're not picking up what I'm putting down. We got enough love of Ruxus to make the whole world and share it around. Let me spell it out for him, Ron, before we go. H-O-P-E. Good. You can spell it. You can chant it. Yeah, you even know the song. But are you giving love and hope and kindness? Are you giving it or just singing along? Well, guess what? H-O-P-E has a very special meaning to me. There's more meaning behind the word. Seems a lot more than we've observed. They said one must give hope in order to get hope. But how can one give what one does not have? More so, how can one do what one has not been taught? Giving hope is more than an afterthought. Now, kindness, did you think twice about what you did or what you had to say? Or were you just selfish in your reasoning and just did it anyway? Now, tell me about hope, love, and kindness. Doesn't it really, really, really matter to you? But don't you want love, kindness, and hope, too? So tell me, how does one get what one does not have, what one really wants, what one really needs, what one really deserves, this thing that racks a nerve? Hope is more than a word, sometimes a lot more than we even deserve. So just wait one more minute, and let me break it down for you. Hope, love, and kindness is reflected. Let me say it again in case you didn't miss it. Get it. Hope, love, and kindness is reflected in everything that you do. So if you want to get some hope today, some kindness today, then you start by going out and giving some love, hope, and kindness away. I tell the kids, Lynn, practice it. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better at whatever it is that you do. Here's the pitch. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Did y'all see that? Yeah, it just flew over. Wow, it went long and it was gone. So do unto others before they do unto you. And when Lynn says, my mama told me, country boy, be kind to people. Ron Clayton says, give people hope. Country boy says, give people love. And we all together as super friends say, do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you be kind, when you give hope, and when you give love away, it comes right back to you. Back over to you, Ron Clayton.
I love it how you say that, country boy. It comes right back to you. And it does, over and over and over again. You know, each week as we progress through the year, we're now into February. And another month will be out of the first quarter of the year. And we'll be looking at the spring and the leaves and the trees and the buds and the tulips. They're all going to start coming up. It's the renewal. It's the growth. It's the restoration. And I want to thank everybody today. There was another guest on the show today. I just want to acknowledge that Gary Huffenville and joined us from Buffalo, New York. And welcome, Gary. Glad you're here. And about a minute left, if you want to say hi.
Well,
hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary. Well, Lynn, as always, on Friday morning, I wanted to listen to you and everybody else. But tonight or tomorrow, as soon as we can get our heads together about it, we're going to send you the link to the show. And I don't need to keep reminding you about that, but we'll do it from now on. especially every Friday. And thank you.
Gary, I got your message, man. I never did get a chance to thank you, but I got the link you sent me. I know you told me you was going to talk to your wife and so forth and so on. Thank you for keeping me in mind, Gary. I know you heard me shout out that we got a double portion blessing, and I didn't know you was listening. But, sir, keep up your good work. We love you so much, Gary.
Ditto, ditto. God bless you, Gary. God bless.
All right.
Everybody.
See you all tomorrow night.